T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
It's here. It's not winter yet, but wintry weather is here.
So at AAA, we've been preparing for winter for weeks now. We have a storm team. We want to make sure that our crews are ready to assist any motorists who need help on the side of the road.
And Erie County emergency crews, they're ready.
And I think, unfortunately, we got there because of some of the incidents that we've had to go through, whether it was Flight 3407, 7 feet of snow.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716 with snow in the forecast actually coming down as I speak. The ski resorts are already talking about making snow. It is indeed time to talk winter readiness. And they did just that this week, talking about how various agencies in Western New York are ready for what Mother Nature has and will offer. The session was moderated by Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and opened up with a guy at the top of the Emergency Services Division of County Government.
What do you do between snowstorms, between wind events for the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services? And I'm here to say it's been a very busy year, but it's been a very productive year.
Emergency Services Commissioner Dan Neverth Jr.
And a lot of what we do isn't necessarily photogenic. A lot of what we do is actually planning, preparing, working on a lot of different relationships. And I'm proud to say that our department, through the leadership of Deputy Commissioner Gregory Butcher, has got us to the point now where our emergency management is accredited by New York State. It is a very lengthy process that is done not only through New York State, but also the New York State Emergency Managers Association. To say that it is a very cleansing process would be an underestimate of what we went through, but it was also a phenomenal experience to take a look at all of our plans, tear them down, rebuild them, and truly understand what is our comprehensive emergency management plan. What are individuals' responsibilities? What are the responsibilities of elected officials throughout, not only Erie County, but also throughout New York State, to make sure that everybody, when we have a 65-mile-an-hour wind, are on the same page. So it's a very extensive process. There will be a release coming out shortly that'll drill down to that level. But I am thrilled to say that we are accredited. It's not just a poster board. A lot of work went into it. A lot of fun activities took place as a result of it. I actually had the opportunity to go up to the county executive's office and make sure that over the years he's done his homework. I think it's very obvious when it comes to our storms. He not only has done his homework, he's done my homework. And he holds us very accountable for what we do. But accreditation is, as I said, more than just a little sign over here or something that we're going to be putting on the side of our vehicles. It was a phenomenal process. And I think, unfortunately, we got there because of some of the incidents that we've had to go through, whether it was Flight 3407, 7 feet of snow, or it happened to be a major, major wind event. And the process we are going through now, working with FEMA to get our assessments done so that the taxpayers of Erie County hopefully we'll recoup some of the money from the tremendous damage that occurred Thursday into Friday itself. So it's not just a matter of talking the talk, but it's also making sure that we are in fact prepared and our partners in that collaboration that takes place, as I said, not just with the elected officials, but with the utilities, with all of our partner agencies and all of the first response community. So it's been a very busy year. We still would like to see a winter with no snow. By sunny days like today, it would be awesome, but we are prepared and we're ready to go to work. We worked quite a bit on Thursday into Friday as well.
Once again, I want to thank you and your staff, Deputy Commissioner Butcher, everyone at Homeland Security and Emergency Services, for getting us emergency management accredited with FEMA. We have been accredited as storm ready with the National Weather Service for some time now. This is the highest accreditation you can get. There's not many counties in the United States that are accredited, and it's a testament to the fine work of the staff here to be able to get that accreditation. I'd also like to ask Elizabeth Carey from AAA to come up and talk a little bit about what people need, in addition to what I said for cars, but what AAA will be ready standing by to assist people. Elizabeth?
Thank you very much, Mark. So at AAA, we've been preparing for winter for weeks now. We have a storm team. We want to make sure that our crews are ready to assist any motorists who need help on the side of the road. So there's three main points to make. Number one, drivers should make sure they get their car checked over now while we still have sunny skies by a certified mechanic. Make sure your tires are in good condition and you can handle those slick roads. Also, the number one call the AAA gets over the winter for batteries, dead batteries. Monday morning's classic dead battery call. So you can have your battery checked for free by AAA right in your driveway, or take it to your favorite garage and have it checked now to try and avoid that problem over the winter. Also, Mark had mentioned making sure that you have a kit packed in your car for an emergency. AAA does have a list of what to put in that kit. Include a cell phone charger, because a lot of times at AAA we'll get calls from people saying, I need help, but my phone's about to die. So you want to make sure that you have a cell phone charger in your vehicle. And also download the AAA app. It's a quick way to get service without having to wait on a phone call as well. And then lastly, dust off those winter driving skills. You want to make sure, first of all, that you give yourself ample time to get to your destination. So throughout the winter season, always give yourself extra time and always go slow on ice and snow. So thank you to everyone for partnering with us today. AAA is thrilled to be here. Some good words of advice, and we're going to be getting information from NITEC and from the county throughout our winter storms, and we'll share that as well on Facebook and Twitter so people can get that there and find out about service calls from AAA on social media as well. So thank you all.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth. One of our most important partners that we have in all seasons is NITEC. Most people don't really know what NITEC is, but it's the entity that keeps track of all the transportation issues in our community, not only letting us know which roads are closed, but issues that exist across all of Western New York. And we're pleased to be joined by Athena Hutchins from NITEC to talk a little bit about their preparation. Athena?
So again, it's just a reminder that we're unique in this region where we have NITEC, which is the ability to bring all the partner agencies together and work together closely, whether it's a weather event, construction event. So it's a reminder that we have a mobile app and a website where you can go to and you can get information on road closures. You can also look at the camera images that we have. We have about 150 camera images throughout Western New York on the roadway, primarily the expressway network, but it really gives you an idea of what's going on. So I encourage people to either download the app or you can go to our website and get that information. And again, when we have major road closures, all that information is available from NITEC. We're working very closely with all the agencies in this region, the local municipalities as well, to help people be able to get to where they've got to go safely. And a reminder is, make sure you know alternate routes to and from your destinations. It surprises us that a lot of people only know one way how to get to and from work. So if there's something major that occurs on that roadway, they're not sure where to go. So it's just a reminder to learn some of those alternative routes to where you're going to go. And again, be prepared, like we've heard today, the different things you have in your vehicle. Try to encourage people. We also have some information on our website of what you should be prepared for the winter. So again, just a reminder, get that information and be prepared.
So let that all be a warning. It's not winter, but wintry conditions are already here in 716.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.